in Revelation 3, he says, to those that overcome on the earth. He said, first of all, I was sent to the earth to be an overcomer, and I became an overcomer. And he said, my Father let me sit with him in his throne because I overcame. Now then, for all of you that become overcomers, I will let you sit with me in my throne. What a reward for serving the King. Wow! How many of y'all, when you get home, want to sit with Jesus on his throne? Don't be humble and hold your hand down. You know, say, yes, Lord, I want to sit with you in your throne. I mean, that's where I want to be. You really, you don't want to be back out there in the South 40, do you? No, nobody in their right mind would want that. I want to be close to the King. I want to be so close to him, if I want to ask him a question, he can hear me without me having to get up and run 150 miles to get to him. But there's some people going to be that far away. You know that? I don't want to be one of those. Always thanking the Father who has enabled you to share the inheritance that belongs to God's holy people who live in the light. The inheritance? You mean we have an inheritance? Oh, my goodness, do we ever. You know, I think about the inheritance that we have when we die, and I think it's going to be even supernaturally better than the benefit package we have right now. But a lot of people don't even know the benefits. But the Scripture says, bless the Lord, praise his holy name, and forget not all his benefits. Let's go to that benefit package, Dave, in Psalms 103. 103 verses 1 through 5. And let's look at that benefit package right quick. Let's talk a little bit about this. Praise the Lord. Oh, I forgot. Praise the Lord. Isn't that sad? I get asked by the city council every once in a while, and Justin, to come and open the city council meeting. They have a council meeting once a month. Here a while back, I was down there, and when they called me in there, and this time, boy, I was on fire. I mean, when I stood up, I went to the mic and I prayed. In fact, I stood way back from the mic because I figured it over, you know, power their audio circuits. I prayed and asked the Lord to give them boys and them girls wisdom, knowledge, and understand how to rule our little city. I said, Lord, we need some men and women of God in this place. And I mean, I really prayed a bold prayer. As I started to leave, two or three people got up and said, I enjoyed your prayer. And I thought, wow, okay, praise the Lord. Well, the next month they invited me to come back and do it again. I thought, wow, they must have really enjoyed that one to get invited two times in a row. So, man, I prayed another powerful one. You know, it was amazing that the people that come there grumbling and complaining about what's happening in the city. And that those men and women, you know, that are voted in by the people of Justin, those men and women have to take care of those problems, you know. So I think we need to get over being timid. I can't be timid in the name of Jesus. Don't ask me to pray. It's been a long time ago, but that woman that was over in Home Depot, and I was in her buying something, and of course I had prayed for her husband. Her husband had a spur in his neck or something, and they said it could kill him. And so she called me, and she wanted me to go to the hospital room and pray for him. So when I got there, there was some retired preachers. He was a very godly man. In fact, there were some preachers and Sunday school teachers and deacons and everything else in the room. When I got there, I just walked in and I walked up to him, walked right beside his bed. I said, brother, you want to live or die? He said, well, Thurman, I want to live. I said, then we're going to remit your sins and I'm going to pray the prayer of faith and I guarantee you the King's going to raise you up. We remitted his sins. I said, if you got any kind of known sin, confess it. And so he did. And I said, now, Father, in Jesus' name, you said, and I quoted a scripture, and I said, now, rebuke this thing, command it to leave in Jesus' name. I said, you'll get well, guarantee it. Turned around, walked out. And as I did, his brother looked over at him and said, who was that masked man? He said, he must have been after a coal of fire. He just came in and prayed and was gone. But a couple of days later, he was healed, too, and he went home. And that man's still healed today, and he's still very much alive and well today, and God is using him mightily in the Baptist church. After obedience, there's one thing our God understands. Y'all know what it is? Faith. That's right, Eldon. Faith. I think men in the church ought to be men of God. They should not be ashamed to pray for anybody, anywhere, anytime. You know, I mean, we ought to be willing to pray. We ought to be able to stand up. We ought to be like Rick Perry, you know. We're going to call a meeting. The state needs prayer. We're going to pray in the name of Jesus. And it's even some church organization sued him for that. And I thought, what? And of course, I can understand the atheists suing him. But, you know, I really can't understand that either. Because like I was telling Cheryl the other night, you know, if I was an atheist and I didn't believe there was a Jesus, I mean, you could talk about him all you wanted to, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, they really lie and they do know he's real. You know that? And they're afraid of him. I guarantee they are afraid of our Lord. But it's time we get some bold people in Jesus' name. I mean, we need to not be ashamed. But anyway, this girl, she asked me over at Home Depot what it was. She said my sister, or whatever it was sick, and she had seen me pray for her husband. He got well so quick. She said, would you pray for my sister or brother, whatever it was? I don't remember now. It's been so many years ago. And I said, sure. I said, what's his name? And she told me. And so I just throwed my hands up. I'm standing right there beside the aisle, you know, fixing to get something out of the shift. I put it back in there. Held my hand and said, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I went to the throne of grace and I began to remit his sins and pray the prayer of faith for him and everything. And I said, it's done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And I opened my eyes and she was just as white as a sheet. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, well, Thurman, I didn't know you was going to do it right here in public. I said, if you don't want me to pray, girl, don't ask me no more. You ask me to pray, I'm going to pray. Because why wait? I mean, just think, the night that Eldon called me about praying for Dr. Young, Dr. Young's laying there with a crushed back. And I asked him the question whenever he called me, are you in pain? Yes, I am in excruciating pain. Well, now, can you imagine if I'm a man of faith and I believe my God's going to do something, I say, well, Dr. Young, we're going to have a meeting the third week of next month, and I'll talk to my deacons, and we'll find out if they want me to come up there and pray the prayer of faith for you. In the meantime, you just have to suffer. What kind of a man of God would that be, Betty? That wouldn't be a very good man of God, right? So, but I just told him, I said, you in pain? He said, yes. I said, well, the God I serve, he don't want you in pain. I said, he loves you, and he wants you healed. So I said, he'd made me an awesome promise. Mark 11:23 said, whatever I say with my mouth, I believe in my heart, I can have it. So I guarantee you, sir, you're getting a supernatural healing from my king right now in his name, Jesus. I said, call me with your praise report, and hung up the phone. And God instantly healed that man's broken back. Instantly healed it. What does he understand? Faith. He understands faith. You know, oh, my goodness gracious. Don't y'all love serving Jesus? Oh, I love serving the king. He is so much fun. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now let's go back to wherever we were. This is Psalms 103. This is the benefit package. Praise the Lord, I tell myself with my whole heart. I will praise his holy name. How much of your heart? What's praising him with your whole heart? I mean, that's when you're up there and Cheryl's singing them songs. I mean, you can praise the Lord with your whole heart, right? You can hold your hands up. You ain't ashamed. You're one of those radical Christians. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things he does for me. Now, that's something we forget. Christians forget. I mean, it's terrible. But we do. We forget the wonderful things God does for us. And I think sometimes he takes a while to heal us after we've been there two or three times to make us remember that I'm the one that's doing this for you. You know, if he'd done a miracle for every one of us every time, just like when Cheryl and I first got married. It didn't make any difference what she come to me with, a little spot on her cheek or what. I remember one day she come in screaming, honey, you got to pray for me right now. I thought the world was fixing to fall apart. I thought, what in the world is wrong? She said, look at this. I said, look at what? She said, right there. And she took her, I said, what? She said, there's a zit on my face right there. You got to pray for that right now. I thought, oh, Lord, Lord, what in the deal? What kind of deal? I said, okay. I said, Lord, take that away in Jesus' name. And in hours, it was gone. And as we were married for several months, every time she come to me and asked me for anything, that's the way the Lord did it. You know, he just answered my prayer for her. She could be anything wrong with her, and I'd pray, and the Lord would take care of it. And then one day she had a spot on her chest right here. She woke up one morning and said, honey, you see that? I said, yes. She said, I do not want that there. I want you to pray. Okay, Father, I just put my finger on it and cursed it and commanded it to come off. I said, in the name of Jesus, it's done. Well, the next day she came to me and she said, pray over this thing again. I said, what do you mean? I prayed for it yesterday. She said, but it's still there. Okay, so I put my finger on it, cursed it, and commanded it to leave in the name of Jesus. And the third day she came to me and she said, "It's still here. Where have you sinned?" Didn't that sound just like a woman? I mean, when God answers your husband's prayer all the time, instantly, totally, completely, and all of a sudden he ain't answering it, it's got to be his fault, right? I told her, I said, "Honey, God has just spoiled you rotten." I said, "You know, that's what's wrong. I mean, just think, if we got instant healing every time, we might not be quite so concerned about making sure we do everything right, right? We know that if we make a little mistake and God whacks us or something and something happens, well, we got a husband that can pray over that and get that away. I don't have to suffer nothing with that." I told her, I said, "You know, he's going to take a little while to take this away because this is something you really don't like on your chest." She didn't want it there. But I said, "Just be patient. I guarantee he'll take it off." And he did. 2 or 3 days later, she didn't ask me to pray for it no more. One day she comes and said, okay, it's gone." She wasn't too happy till it was gone. Isn't that amazing? But praise the Lord. But see, that's something we don't do enough, do we? We really don't do that enough. I mean, praise the Lord. You know, I have just got a habit. I say that all the time. I mean, every time somebody walks, anybody, anywhere, as I say, they say, "I'm so and so." I say, "Good, praise the Lord, nice to meet you. Praise God." You know, and some people say, "What's wrong with that guy?" Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with this guy. He's eat up with Jesus. That's what's wrong with this guy. He loves the King, and he loves to see Jesus do wonderful things for people. And I know that if I don't do what he says, he ain't going to do it for me. So I praise the Lord. I tell myself, and I never forget the good things he does for me. Lord, help me to remember all these miracles. And why do you think I tell so many of these miracles over and over and over on the tapes? Because when you're going through and listening to a tape and all of a sudden you hear a miracle that happened, you think, "Whoa, wow, that's awesome." It touches your heart. And you think, "Wow, this guy's seen a miracle." And by the time you get through the tape, you might see 10 or 15 or 20. And you think, "Wow." And of course, that testimony that Bill Gothard, when we went down there to Big Sandy, all he wanted me to talk about was the miracles and the scriptures I used to get them done. So for an hour and a half, we done that. And that CD is called God's Power. You need to get you one. It's an hour and a half long, and you'll find out what got me thrown out of Bill Gothard's conferences.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Sight Restored, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.